Friends, after understanding the different types of accounts, we are shifting our discussion to the transactions. And transactions consist of receipts and payments, which are routed through the accounts which we have already discussed. Right? So, to understand the different methods of foreign exchange transactions, then calculation of rates applicable to the particular type of transactions, then understanding buying rate and selling rates, concept of notional due date and forward contract, and the role of modern innovation and the cross-border remittances. Equally, on this objective, our presentation structure will consist of very peculiar things like telegraphic transfer. The words which are used are very important here because our discussion will revolve around each and every point here, in short, not in details. And you must understand that concept. Okay? So first we will discuss about telegraphic transfer, then followed by mail transfer, then demand draft. These are the instruments. These are the instruments which are used in foreign transactions. Okay, which is routed through, along with this, they will be routed through the accounts, nostro accounts like that. Then for these instruments, what is the cover rate? Rate applied. Then TT rate means what? What is base rate? What is buying rate? What is selling rate? And also, bill buying rate, forward bill buying rate, bill selling rate, and ultimately the summary of bill buying and bill selling rate, or buying rate and selling rate, and conclude the chapter with new development in the cross-border transactions. Your attention is promptly required here because the entire gamut of the foreign exchange transaction is lying in this chapter, and that too particularly in the transactions. That is why your prompt attention is very much required here to this chapter. Under introduction, as I have already said, that the transfers of the funds from one country to another country using the foreign exchanges, routing through its account and then using the different types of account, applying the rates for it, using the instrument, particular instruments, as per the requirement of the client or customers, is very much important in this. Therefore, some of the traditional modes like SWIFT, TT, DD, MT, TT, like these are the type of transactions happens. And each mode has a relevance attached to it. The real-time settlement is very much important. That is why SWIFT GPI, that is advanced SWIFT, came into the existence. Various fintech platforms have come, and digital currencies are also redefining the landscape by reducing the cost and enhancing the transparency. Now we'll start our discussion on each and every point, whatever given in our presentation agenda. Start with SWIFT transfers. Now SWIFT, what is SWIFT? SWIFT is nothing but it is a society for worldwide interbank financial telecommunication. So it is a messaging system. It is messaging system for financial telecommunication. Financial messaging system telecommunication, and that is happening between banks to bank, that is called interbank, where all the banks across the world are interconnected through this mechanism, each other. That is SWIFT. This was founded in 1973, and more than 11,000 institutions across 200 countries are making the backbone of international financial communication. How the SWIFT transfer works? As I said, it is a messaging system. Financial messaging system. So it means there is an involvement of money or foreign currency. So What is details required while sending the message, swift message, message type? There are different message types are also there. One may be only descriptive message, one is a payment message, another one is a cover message. All these things we are going to see here. So it should consist on any swift message, swift transfer, when you are committing and when it is a financial transactions of transfer of funds, it must consist one, name, account number of the beneficiary. Name and account number of beneficiary. Clear and clear cut and without any fault, without any mistake. Name and address of the beneficiary bank. That is also important. Then SWIFT code. There is a SWIFT, big codes are there. That is beneficiary identification code. That is SWIFT big code is also bank's identification code is given. And it is published by the SWIFT. Then payment instruction and the purpose of remittances. These are the main 4 points are very much always required in any SWIFT payment message or transfer message. So the remitting bank sends the SWIFT message for transfer of funds, same message type using message type number 103, that is MT103, to the beneficiary bank via SWIFT network. And upon verification of its authenticity, the bank credits the funds to the recipient's account or beneficiary's account. The key features of the SWIFT transfer consist of, one is a security. These encrypted, authenticated SWIFT messages are there. That is why security is always maintained. Then speed. Transfer type settled within 1 or 2 business days. Its traceability. Each transaction has unique reference number that is generated by the SWIFT itself for the real-time tracking and reconciliation. Then the messages are standardized. Messages are standardized. So use of globally accepted formats, that is MT series, message type series, and now it is ISO 20022 ensures its consistency is maintained. In recent development, there was a little bit development under SWIFT for the global payment innovation. That is why it is called as SWIFT GPI, Global Payment Innovation. This is introduced to address the speed and transparency issue. And due to this, transaction happens on the same day processing on real-time tracking and free transparency. Over 4,000 institutions have adopted GPI. Now, migration to ISO 20022. Earlier, it was SWIFT only. Now, it is SWIFT GPI. By 2025 end, this migration will be completed by the SWIFT. That is why then thereafter it will be a structured messaging standard replaces the legacy MT format and enhances the data analytics and regulatory compliance in the fraud detection. SWIFT Go. SWIFT Go is nothing but it is a small value cross-border payments which enables the consumers and SMEs to make the fast and low-cost transfers. SWIFT and CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Ongoing integration with a central bank's cross-border uses of digital currency is possible. So therefore, SWIFT can be used for trade payments, that is import and payment, cross-border remittances, foreign investment flow, and interbank settlement. However, there are certain limitations that depend on the intermediary, that is correspondent bank, which may delay the settlement, intermediary bank. Then fee may be higher as compared to the fintech alternative or for the small transfers and limited operational hours depending upon the banks involved. After this SWIFT, another instrument is a telegraphic transfer, which is called as a TT, telegraphic transfer. This refers to the electronic transmission. Although largely it is replaced by modern SWIFT, the term TT continues to be widely used in international banking. Before the SWIFT came into the existence, banks used telegraphic messages, usually via telex machines. Now telex machines have also gone, to instruct their overseas correspondent to credit the specific sum of the to the beneficiary. Okay, and these messages were encrypted and authenticated using the test keys. Now, test keys was meant, required to be exchanged with one bank to another bank in physically to ensure the security. So there will be a big test key booklets, and that requires to be decoded. The coding means this TT message which was sent in coding format, and decoding by using the test keys, the exact amount will be arrived at, right? So this was the system, little bit complicated, but SWIFT has completely wiped out this system. Now, process of telegraphic transfer was under this was initiation, sender, request to the bank, and bank with the required beneficiary details send the TT message to them. Transmission, the sending bank transmit the authenticated message via telex to its correspondent bank in the beneficiary country. And thereafter the settlement takes place. That correspondent bank makes the payment to the beneficiary bank or directly to the beneficiary depending upon the arrangement. Ultimately, the confirmation comes, the remitting bank receives an acknowledgement, and once the payment is completed. As far as security mechanism is concerned, as I said, there was a test key authentication. Test keys were the book, and this requires to the coding and decoding process is involved in that, and it is a time consuming. So it consists of variables like date, time, message number, amount and currency, and pre-agreed secret key between the correspondent bank. This method has now been largely superseded by the public key encryption and the modern security protocol under SWIFT. Current uses and legal terminology. While telex-based transfers are now obsolete, as good as nothing, still it denotes its TT as its format, right? So, for the fast electronic transfers. In practice, in practical terms, TT transfer today is executed over the SWIFT, but may still be labeled as a TT in rate quoting. For example, TT buying rate or TT selling rate. It has got a different meaning also that we will see. So, and this can be used for the payment for import or overseas education and travel payments, investment abroad, and family maintenance of the remittances. Advantages was that it was settled within 1 to 2 days. It was secured and traceable because of the test keys, coding and decoding, and it is widely accepted globally. Disadvantage consists of mainly the intermediary bank charges, and it requires accurate beneficiary and bank details. However, it cannot be reversed once it is processed. Now, third mode of transfer will be the mail transfers. Mail transfer. Mail transfer means it is a traditional method of remitting the funds across the border by written instruction sent by the postal, sent by postal or courier services. In this system, bank issues the formal written order to its branch or correspondent bank abroad, instructing them to pay to the specified sum to the named beneficiary. Although now largely it is absolutely this faster movement is taking place by electronic transfer like SWIFT and online banking, mail transfer still serve as a point of reference in banking education and are occasionally used in specific legacy scenario. But it is important to understand how mail transfers were working. The remitter approaches the bank, requests the mail transfer by providing the beneficiary details and the purpose of remittance and the currency. Bank then sends the signed instructions later via post or courier to its foreign branch or correspondent bank. And on receiving of that instruction, the foreign bank verifies the signature of the authenticity. That means signatures were getting exchanged wherever such kind of arrangement was there. So signature of that bank, signature of this bank. So remitting bank and collecting bank, both signature officials, signatures are getting lodged with each and every branch of the bank, wherever the arrangement was there. And this is very costly affair. Printing the signature, getting the signature, distribution, maintenance, etc. So, once it is verified, the signature is authenticated, verified, it is signed by the authenticated person, then the bank credits the funds to the beneficiary's account or issues the payment notification. The key features of the mail transfer consist of, it is a written format, it is a time consuming, and because postal delay, courier delay, there is always delay. So, low technology dependency and security protocol, bank must verify the physical signatures and account details before releasing the funds, that is the security protocol. It was used in exceptional cases or in remote cases where electronic communication is unavailable. By small institutions or cooperative with limited international banking infrastructure for certain officials, and legal payment requiring original documentation. Drawback of the mail transfer is it is a slow process time. It has a risk of the postal delay or courier delay, or there may be risk of loss in transit of these instruments. Then manual verification, and that is verification of signatures and other details, and its limited traceability, with where it consists of less transparency and real-time tracking than the electronic system. These are some of the drawback of this mail transfer. Transaction to digital system, it has switched to the SWIFT transfers or telegraphic transfer, you can say, as we have studied. Online wire transfer, fintech apps or internet banking. This has taken place of mail transfers. Now, another instrument here is a demand draft, foreign demand draft, which is also called as DD or FDD. FDD means foreign demand draft and DD means demand draft. DD word is used for the domestic transactions, domestic instrument whenever it is issued. And when the demand draft is issued in foreign currency, it is called as a FDD. So, demand draft is nothing, it is nothing, but it is also a prepaid instrument and it is negotiable instrument. Why I am saying negotiable? Because it can be transferred by way of endorsement to any other person. So, this is the prepaid instrument issued by the bank instructing the branch or the correspondent bank in another location or the country to pay a specific amount of the person to organization named in the draft. This is one of the oldest and most trusted instrument used for the cross-border and domestic remittances. Unlike checks, they are drawn on individual and DD is also issued a guaranteed by the bank. It is guaranteed by the bank because at the request of the remitter, bank issues that instrument with initials or signatures of the bankers. So, bank is giving the guarantee against that instrument to pay to the beneficiary by the beneficiary's bank or on whom it is drawn. How demand drafts are working? Remitter visits the bank, request for the demand draft, giving the details of the beneficiary, and also making the payment of charges. Then bank issues the demand draft, which is payable either on branch or beneficiary country through its correspondent bank. Beneficiary then present the demand draft at the designated bank for the encashment on credit to its account. For example, if you look at the example, if you learn, if Jashwant Chokshi wants to pay a $5,000 to Chuck Enterprises, INC, in USA. He approaches the bank Kannur with INR equivalent, and the Bank of Kannur issues the DD, which is drawn on its account with Bank of New York, which is payable to Chunk Enterprises Inc. This DD can then be mailed or presented or couriered to the beneficiary for deposit or encashment. The key features of demand draft that it is a prepaid instrument, it is safe for the beneficiary, it is widely accepted, right? And types of demand drafts may be the domestic demand drafts and foreign demand draft. It can be issued in any currencies. Modern usage demand is that the payment on application of the fee to the foreign universities or examination boards, they are still demanding the demand drafts. Therefore, demand draft is still in use. Settlement in remote areas where electronic transfers are unreliable and small-scale business transactions involving the conservative or traditional clients. Limitations of the demand draft consist of it's a slow delivery because it has to be delivered either in person or through the courier or by mail to the or by post. Then risk of loss or theft may be there. And again, it is a transferable by endorsement, so there will be again a risk of loss. Declining uses. Electronic payments are faster, cheaper, and easier to track. Right? Now, digital alternative for issuance of the demand draft is FinTech platform, SWIFT, prepaid Forex card, or UPI International. These are some of the digital alternative. Now, we are switching after understanding the instrument used for the transactions. Now, we will switch over our discussion to another part of our discussion is rates, exchange rates. Though we have seen it, but transaction-specific cover rate and how rates are quoted, that we have to look into. So, first we will see the cover rate. What is cover rate? Cover rate is the rate at which the bank can purchase or sell the foreign currency in interbank foreign exchange market, which is called as a cover rate, right? So the foundational concept of the foreign exchange transaction determines the cost or gain for the bank when dealing in customer remittances. What does the cover rate means or covering means? It is nothing but when a bank commits for buying and selling of the foreign exchange for the customer, it typically enters into an offsetting transactions in the interbank market. This is called a covering position. That means, suppose, if I want to send $5,000 to US, then I approach the bank. I will ask the bank, say, I want a dollar to be remitted. So naturally, bank has to sell the dollar. So somehow they have to purchase it also on other side because it is not a domestic currency. So bank will purchase or buy the dollars and sell it to you. Sell it to you. You means me. That 5,000. So there will be always for single transaction, there will be always two transactions. So second transactions, which is not seen by the client or which is not seen by me, but dealer has put that transaction, which is called as a covering position. And the rate at which this is done is known as a cover rate, which is called cover rate. The importance of cover rate is this, it determines the pricing. Means the cover rate forms the basis of settling the merchant rate as TT buying or selling or bill buying or bill rates. What is this TT buying and TT selling or bill buying and bill rate bill selling? That we will see subsequently. There will be a risk management which helps the banks to avoid the open position and unintended currency exposure. Because unless and until there is an underlying transactions, actual transactions, bank will not take any cover position in the market to cover up the transaction proposed to be taken for the client. Okay. Now, the simple example I will give. I have given already, but now also you can see. Suppose an Indian importer wants to remit $1,000 or 100,000. Bank will provide TT selling rate, which is based on current cover rate in the interbank market. Right? This is one thing. Now, if the interbank rate, that is USD INR spot rate, remember what we have discussed about spot rate. The USD INR spot rate is, for example, it is 83.05. That becomes the cover rate. Spot rate becomes cover rate for the bank. The bank may then add the margin, say 0.20%, to arrive at the final TT selling rate. After in it, that means in interbank rate, bank adds its margin and it offers the TT selling rate, which is offered to customer. The cover rate plus or minus exchange margin is equal to merchant rate. Merchant rate means cover rate plus or minus exchange margin, that is merchant rate. Depending upon the type of transaction, buying or selling, the exchange margin is subtracted or added to the cover rate to quote the final rate to the customer. Now, factors. Which factors are affecting the cover rate? The cover rate, you understood what cover rate means, okay? It depends upon the market volatility. Interbank spot and forward rates are fluctuating due to the global events and economic data. Another factor is current liquidity. If the particular currency is heavily traded, then it may tend to have narrow spread, very small spread. Then timing of transaction. Market movement during the day can impact the cover rate availability. Then it affects on type of transaction. Type of transaction means whether it is ready, whether it is term, whether it is spot, whether it is forward or swap contract will each have a different cover rates. Now, role of dealer operations. While giving the cover rate, the foreign exchange dealers who are sitting in the treasury use the cover rate to ensure that bank does not make a loss on the transaction. First and foremost thing. So dealer's first important thing is he will not incur the loss for the bank for the transactions to be undertaken by any of its branches. Therefore, the proper calculation and timely cover are essential for the bank to maintain the profitable and compliant with the position limit set by the regulators. The cover rate is central to how the bank manages and price foreign exchange transactions. By aligning the customer transaction with the real-time interbank rate, bank ensures that minimal risk while providing the fair and competitive exchange services. After the cover rate, we refer under cover rate TT rates. Now, what is this TT rate? TT rates, it is called telegraphic transfer rates. TT rates mean telegraphic transfer rates. This is the exchange rate applied by the bank when processing the fast electronic remittances. Typically, it involves the same day or next day settlement of the foreign currency. This is widely used for the cross-border remittances. There are two types of rates, TT rates. TT rates are two types. One is a TT buying rate and second one is a TT selling rate. When the foreign currency is received by the bank, like inward remittances are received. Then at that point of time, TT buying rate is applicable. Please keep this in mind, very sensitive and very important. Then TT selling rate. TT selling rate means when foreign currency is required to be remitted outside the country, outside the bank, on behalf of the customer, that is outward remittances, then in that case, you have to use, bank is using TT selling rate. Right? Used for clean remittances. TT rates are used for clean remittances. No documents are involved in TT transactions. It applies to the quick settlement transactions because it is used in business remittances or overseas fee payments. And usually it is based on the spot rate, adjusted slightly by exchange margin to arrive at the final TT rate. I will quote the example like this, TT buying rate calculation, how TT buying rates are calculated. If the interbank spot rate is USD 1 is equal to 82.85 buy and 83.05 is a sell, because dual system, you remember in earlier mechanism we have understood, this is, there are two rates. First one is a buy rate, second one is a sell rate. Buy is always low and sale is always high to make the profit. The bank uses the buying side of the quote is 82.85 and deduct the exchange margin by say 0.10%. Therefore, TT buying rate will be 82.85 minus 0.10%, that is 82.77. It is rounded into decimal, up to 4 decimals. Right. Now, TT selling rate calculation. Using the selling side of the rate of the quote, 83.05, and adding the exchange margin, say 0.20%, TT selling rate will be 83.05 plus into bracket 0.20% of 83.05, which comes to 83.22. So, application of the TT rates could be TT buying rates applied to inward remittances, conversion of the proceeds to collection items, and cancellation of the forward contract sale, forward sale contract, and refund of recredit of export proceeds. For that purpose, TT buying rate is applied. And TT selling rate is applied for outward remittances, payment against the import document, cancellation of the forward contract, which is purchase contract, and payment for education, travel, and investment. Then why TT rates are important? Because it has a transparent benchmark, because it is widely used in the forex dealing, and because it has accurate rate for the quick transfer. Some latest development consists of bank now publishes the real-time TT rates online to comply with RBI transparency guidelines. Fintech platforms also offer the live TT rates, and UPI International Swift GPI platforms have improved the transparency and the speed for trade for TT equivalent remittances. Having understood the TT rates, now we will understand about the base rate. Base rate, if anything is changed, the base rate will remain the same. So therefore, what is base rate? Base rate in foreign exchange refers to foundational exchange rate. Usually it is derived from the interbank cover rate. Usually it is derived from interbank cover rate. Interbank cover rate means one is interbank rate and second is a cover rate. Cover rate is after adding the margin. by the banks, it is cover rate, on which the bank calculates the final buying or selling rates for customer. Therefore, it served as a benchmark rate. It served as a benchmark rate before margins, forward premium discounts, or handling the charges are applied. Now, how the base rate is determined? Now, the base rate is typically the cover rate at which the bank can acquire or dispose of the currencies in interbank market, between banks, interbank market. It is adjusted for the type of transactions, if it is spot, forward, or option, and the timing of the settlement. It is not the RBI base rate, which is used for lending, but an internal forex benchmark used for quoting the exchange rates. Now, base rate is used and the standard exchange margins for the base rate consist of 1. Type of rate and a formula which is used to arrive at the base rate. So, TT buying rate is base rate minus exchange margin. TT buying rate, how it is arrived? Considering the base rate minus exchange margin. TT selling rate is a base rate plus exchange margin. Because buy is low, sale is high. That thereby making the profit, right? That is why it is minus and plus. In case of bill buying rate, base rate plus forward margin minus exchange margin. And bill selling rate is a base rate plus exchange margin. This is how the base rate or typical TT buying or CTT selling rates and bill buying and bill selling rates are arrived at. These margins are vary by currency, transaction size, and bank policy. Now, type of transactions and margin stipulated approximately. Approximate margin. It is not final, it is approximate. Ranging between, I can say. So, TT buying rate transaction, if it is applied for the transaction, if TT buying rate is applied, then margin approximately will be 0.025 to 0.080. And TT selling 0.125 to 0.150. And bill buying 0.125 to 0.150 and bill selling 0.175 to 0.20%. This is how exactly approximately it happens. Now, in this table, you can see there is nearing similarity between TT selling and bill buying rate. Though in TT, selling rate is always high, but in bill buying rate is low, but this low is equivalent to the selling rate under TT. Correct? This is the beauty of this TT buying and bill buying rate, TT selling and bill buying rate. Example, if you see, let us assume interbank spot rate is 83.05 for $1. Exchange margin for TT selling is 0.20%. So base rate will be 83.05. So, TT selling rate 83.05 plus 0.20% multiplied by 83.05 is equal to 83.22. It is rounded into nearest digit, right?